American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on the corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Welcome back to hour number two of the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Staffmiller, who has only one more day of vacation left. He'll be back on Monday. We are speaking with and being educated by Desi Andrews. And as I've often said, there's not a day goes by that I don't learn something new. And man, have I learned a lot in the 3 hours we have spent together.
Well, I hope so.
It is. It's amazing.
Well, I have to tell you, it's. I despair some days because of what is happening in my country. And I had a fellow call me today. He was still just visibly shaking. He was pulled over by some police today, by the Austin City Police, and they just shook him down. He'd gotten a ticket 3 years ago, and I guess he just forgot to go to court. So they told him to give him $1,000 on the spot or they'd take him to jail. And he paid with a credit card on the spot to the police.
Oh, they've developed the Mexican form of justice system now.
Exactly. I think that's what they call highway robbery.
Yes, yes, yes. Other people call it other things, but we can't say that on the air. Anyway.
It's amazing.
Yep. Let's go back to the callers. We got Dylan from Texas. Hi, Dylan.
Howdy. Thanks, Robbie.
Pleasure.
Y'all on 5070 for the first hour. Do you know what it switches over to?
Oh, sorry. Yes. I.
From the shortwave?
Yeah, it's 3.210.
3.210. Okay, thanks. Howdy, Desi.
Hi.
People like you and Mark Stevens and John Stadmiller. And a little more recently, Robbie, with the financial perspective, really helped educate me, along with the personal inspiration I've received, you know, where to look, what to study. I remember it was the day of 9/11, that morning, I was teaching a class here in Austin, English as a Second Language, and that was the day that I started teaching the Bill of Rights in my class, and that's kind of when I started studying the Bill of Rights again and realizing how important it was. I heard a young lady call up a little earlier, and I would just like to say to her that the basis of freedom in this country, beyond whatever scriptures you might revere, is our Bill of Rights from 1789 and the Declaration of Independence. And Desi, thanks a lot for saying that you love the Declaration of Independence. Certain these things like you're talking about being educated in the style of government that our nation state has morphed into, which of course was not the government under the Constitution of 1787, but our Bill of Rights are sovereign. They're granted to us by God. They're just enumerated in the Bill of Rights. And we went from private property under a king, and when things went wrong, we could point a finger at the king. So I argue that monarchy is better than the system we're under, but I'm learning what it's like, and I'm remembering the Bill of Rights. And
good,
God bless
you
all.
Thanks, Dylan.
Good for you.
We'll be back with Desi. Call-in number for the show, 800-313-9443.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're with Desi Andrews, and we got a lot of people who want to talk to you. I'm shocked and amazed.
All right, Robbie.
Okay. And, you know, my education with really smart women over the last couple of weeks, I swear I will never bring up the 19th Amendment ever again.
Okay.
Frank from Arkansas. Hey, Frank.
Here I am. I'm having a tumult of emotions and confusion. I've just received a... request, not an order, to report for jury duty, and I know enough to be confused about the procedure I'm to take. And that's all. I don't know enough specifics. Someone said when we're given the chance to perform jury duty, we should act like we don't know a single thing and be on the jury so that we can help to have justice performed, but I've never read the fully informed jury documents or publications, so can you help me to know what I ought to do?
Well, I'll tell you your options. I would love to be able to sit on a jury because I'd send them all free. I don't think there's anybody charged with a crime anymore unless somebody's standing with an axe over a dead body. Almost everything is a victimless crime, and it's just... But if you keep your mouth shut, if you want to be on a jury and you really want to do the right thing, then you go. But I mean, you try to get chosen on a jury, but you don't have to listen to the judge's instructions because you do have the right to judge the law. So the judge will tell you when they give jury instructions that you may not. The only law that you can go by is the law that he tells you is law.
Can I help to educate the other members of the jury?
When you're in the jury room, but not before, or you'll never get to the jury room.
Do they have somebody standing in there
watching over
you?
No, jury deliberations are private. No, But I personally can't serve on a jury because I'm not a U.S. citizen, and that you have to check that box.
Well, I've learned I'm not a U.S. citizen either. I'm a living soul who resides in the state of Arkansas.
Nope. You live there, but you don't reside.
Oh, I domicile here?
That's it. Reside's a bad word.
Well, so do I have to check a box before I serve on this jury duty?
If you simply say, if you want to serve, then you'll check that you're a U.S. citizen. Now, I personally cannot do that.
Why not?
Well, because I'm not.
Oh, okay, I see. I thought you meant it was a matter of conscience.
No, it is a matter of conscience with me, and I am not a U.S. citizen. I can't check the box that says I am.
Well, I'm not either.
Well, then you couldn't check it either. There you go. You can't serve unless you are. Are you in Arkansas, you say?
Yes.
Well, it's pretty funny that you're supposed to have a jury of your peers, and yet this poor dude that you're going to sit over in judgment is a citizen of Arkansas, not a U.S. citizen. So that in itself isn't exactly justice, is it?
No. Everything's confusing right now. I'm just backing out of a banking contract because when I read it after I got home, it had 9 pages of fine print, and they were taking away every right I had, every right of trial by jury, by law, and a corporation or a single judge was to preside if there was any conflict.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Arbitration.
Yep. Well, no, I don't know if it would even be binding arbitration. Some of them don't even give you that, Robbie. It's just.
So am I supposed to drive 20 miles and sit around just to refuse to check the box?
No, you can send it back in.
Well, there's. Send what back in?
You can send back your jury questionnaire form back in.
There isn't a jury questionnaire. It just says, please report to the courthouse and the date next week.
Oh, and then you can call them up and tell them you can't come. You're not a U.S. citizen.
And that's all?
Yeah.
I don't have to explain to them what a U.S. citizen is?
Nope. Just tell them you can't sit. You're not a U.S. citizen.
Well, I wish that... I had a personal counselor. There are so many different things that we need to know.
Well, I wish you did, too.
Well, you got one, Frank, every Thursday on Republic Broadcasting Network for 2 hours.
Thanks, Robbie.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
I have such empathy for people.
I do, too.
Steve from Mississippi. Hey, Steve.
Desi, what's your website?
Ah, glad you asked. Petitionforpeace.net, and I have something to say about that. It's just laid there like a big clunk for a long, long, long time. But one of the guys in my class, who's just a wonderful man, is going to take over just as soon as I give him instructions, and it's going to start reflecting things now. So bear with me out there, you guys, and keep checking the website because it is going to be a little bit more dynamic, okay?
I look forward to getting into it.
Petitionforpeace.net.
Well, I've been in this regarding the last caller, what he said. You know, this stuff is pretty involved. I've been in this since about 1982, and I learn something every day. And you're just so interesting to listen to. It's unbelievable. I really enjoy it.
Oh, thank you. You're flattering.
Okay, that's all I got. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, buddy. Colton in Michigan. There you go, Colton. Grab the phone, brother. I'm putting your website up as we speak.
Okay, Robbie.
Hello?
Yeah,
you're up, brother.
Hello. Deathy, it's very, very, very good to hear you once again. I've heard you a couple times briefly, but never to this extent. I'm going to ask, my first question is, have you read and what your opinion would be of this, it's published in a book now, it's called The Letters of Armin Kondo. It's written by a man named Charles.
I'm very familiar with Invisible Contracts by George Mercier.
Okay. Does that, the contents of that, the essence of that writing, does that not displace pretty much anything regarding a person's constitutional rights?
Well, if he's just talking about invisible contracts, which it's that's the trust I talked about earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean they think that you're in an invisible trust.
I see. All right. That those writings and what I've heard you say thus far have been probably more enlightening to me than anything that I've come across prior. Did I understand correctly that you are on this program every Thursday?
Yes, sir.
Oh, swell. Well, I thank you for being there. I love everything you say, and I wish I could sit in a room with you for a month and a half and just absorb. Thanks for taking my...
Well, if you were closer, you should come to my classes, but I guess you're not.
No, I'm quite a ways away, and the gas prices being what they are.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, I'd just like to recommend to that particular writing by George Mercier. I believe it's even available these days on Amazon. I was told it was. But
well, it's on the web, Invisible Contracts by George Mercier.
Exactly.
Mercier.
Well,
he was. Do you know who he was?
No.
He was a court administrator.
Oh.
I believe a federal court administrator.
I see. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they hold more power than judges. I mean, they hold a lot of power. So he just, I think he got a conscience after he retired and decided to come clean.
Very enjoyable reading. And
he wanted to go up, not down, you know.
Yeah, it's a good thing he did. I think he's headed in the right direction, if that's the case. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. And in, just in case folks didn't catch the website address at for Desi, if you go to eaglesup.com, just scroll down the side of the page and click on Desi Andrews, and it'll take you right to a page. It's a nice page.
Well, that's the eagle. That's the bird of war, the Celtic bird of war.
Well, I have this thing about eagles. Considering my page is called eaglesup.com.
Right. Well, that's the Celtic bird of war, or the Celtic bird of war.
Jim from Ohio. Hey, Jim.
Hi, Robbie. Hi, Desi.
Hi.
Your email.
Uh-huh.
What is it?
DesiAndrews@earthlink.net. DESSIE.
At Earthlink. Okay. Uh-huh. And would you go over the significance of the right to counsel or the assistance of counsel and how that is different or how that helps us? In our confrontations?
Well, all right. This is Ralph Winterode's stuff, and he says if you're stopped, for instance, in a traffic stop, which is where most of the people meet the opposition, if you're stopped in a traffic stop, you don't say anything other than this. Am I under arrest? Am I free to go? At which point he'll say no. I cannot proceed without assistance of counsel. And the reason for doing that is you have to establish a seizure before you can invoke a constitutional protection. And so if he's just stopping you and you're not being seized, you're not free to go. I mean, you are free to go. Then you haven't established a seizure. But once you establish a seizure, you say, am I under arrest? No. Am I free to go? No. Now you know you have been seized. And now you invoked your constitutional protection. I cannot proceed without assistance of counsel. And anything that they get after that point is protected by Fifth Amendment.
Okay. And I was
Jim,
looking...
Jim, hold that thought. We've got a break coming up, brother. And we'll be back with Desi Andrews.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Jim, you still there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Fire away, sir.
All right. Now, Desi, once we've said that, can't proceed without assistance of counsel, if they should agree to that, who is your assistance of counsel? Anyone that you would want to assist you? Other than an attorney?
No. Assistants, the only ones they allow in their courtroom are bar card attorneys.
Okay.
And once upon a time, when people graduated from law school, they were certified as counselors and attorneys. And they have stopped turning out counselors. So it's an impossibility to get a bar card holding a counselor. So when you go in and you say, I can't proceed without assistance of counsel, the Supreme Court keeps churning out cases that deal with assistance of counsel, but there aren't any. So it's an impossibility. So sooner or later, if you keep stressing assistance of counsel, they're going to have to kick you free.
Oh, okay.
Impossibility.
All right. So they can't call your bluff, so to speak.
They're calling your bluff. I had a friend thrown in jail for 9 days. Until he hired an attorney.
Oh, okay. Now, if he would have proceeded with that assistance of counsel, he might have been there.
Oh, no. He said he couldn't proceed without assistance of counsel, and the judge threw him in jail on the condition that he hire an attorney.
So he could have remained there indefinitely.
150 days.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's absolutely out to lunch. I mean, that's an insane thing, but that's what she did. So I'm not going to say that all the judges understand or acquiesce to that. And in Alaska, where Ralph has been doing this longer than any place else, they used to just ignore it, and then put in a plea. Well, they'd plead not guilty for him and move ahead. They don't do that anymore in Alaska. He's done it for about a year and a half in Alaska now, and the courts won't move ahead anymore. They don't enter a plea anymore.
Because they know eventually if you hold out long enough, they've got to address that.
Well, yeah. See, well, first of all, they can't do anything to you because you haven't pled into the case. You haven't pled not guilty or guilty or anything. And until you plea, they don't have any jurisdiction in the matter.
Okay.
And they can't plead for you when you say you can't proceed without assistance of counsel. The Supreme Court cases on that are just too many and too clear.
Okay, so that's cast in concrete. If you can stand the time in jail to
no, not everybody's going to be thrown in jail. That's the only time I know that it backfired.
Okay, very good. And it's Jesse Andrews at earthlink.net.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're more
thank
than
you,
welcome.
Jim. Eddie in West Virginia.
In my call. Hello.
Hello. Pleasure, Eddie. You're up.
Did anybody ever stop to think that we have to take your calls? Because what would we have if you didn't call in?
Well, it's just a matter of, I guess, cordiality, so to speak.
Okay.
But Robbie, do you take these programs, and are they available at a cost?
No, they're free.
Well, I could buy the whole tape later on.
Well, that's a good question, but you can if you got somebody with access to the Internet, you can go download everything, every talk show host program for free.
Well, okay, that's good information. And the second question is, Ms. Andrews, have you written a book that I could purchase?
That's a good question. No.
There is so much law involved. And I love what you're saying, and I express my gratitude for your bringing this forward to the people out here.
Well, you're more than welcome. My real information started when I hired my son. His name is Cray Pease. When I hired Cray to start to investigate the war powers. And so all the war power knowledge I have comes from his research. And it was supposed to be a one-year project, and it turned to be over 5 years, but he's the most knowledgeable on war powers of anybody that I know.
When was that originally passed by Congress?
Well, the war powers began in 1861, 1862. It isn't just one thing. It's a series of war powers.
Okay, that's the origin of it. Those 1861, 62.
Yeah.
All right. See, I live in West Virginia, and if one studies history, you know, we're a byproduct of the Great War of Secession.
Well, yeah, because West Virginia didn't want to secede, and so they split themselves from Virginia.
And the governor was self-appointed. The first governor was self-appointed.
Uh-huh.
Well,
right.
That's representative government, is it not?
Well, it's about like we have today, isn't it?
I can't argue the point. Thank you both very much, and I'll yield to the next caller.
Thanks,
Eddie. Which, just for your information, the most popular talk shows on the Internet are all listed at Shoutcast. And guess what?
What?
We're number one.
What?
Of course. Jeez.
What?
You wouldn't expect anything else.
we are
number one on the Internet. So there you go.
Wow.
Shows you the power, Desi.
Wow.
Welcome to Desi's Classroom each and every Thursday right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Yes, you will get an education. We'll be back. We'll take David, Sam, Chris, Joe, if we can, in a few.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver products on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Now, that's a fact. Desi Andrews, the school is open, and David is next from Arkansas. Hey, David.
Hello there, Robbie and Desi.
Hi, David.
Sure,
hey,
good to hear you. Yeah, I'm the guy you met at Freedom Hall in Marland.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, Ralph's work on substantive regulations is truly imperative and necessary.
He's kind of an awesome dude.
Yes, he sure is. I'm working with a few people regarding IRS summons. And without substantive regulations, there's nowhere else to go. Because under Title 26 U.S. Code, 7602, which shows up on that Form 2039, the regulation under 7602 is 27 CFR Part 70.
Yep, and that goes to gasoline taxes.
Right on. So then... Section 7210 on the failure to obey summons, there are no substantive regulations.
No. Nope. None. Well, there just isn't any regulation that goes to that at all.
That's true. That's true. So, anyway, I developed this, what I call perfection of notice procedure.
Uh-huh.
That, catching things early enough and keeping them in the administrative form with a notice of their errors and so on and so on, and their non-response will generate an affidavit of non-response.
Right.
And then will generate an affidavit of refusal. So then you can send them an affidavit of default.
Are you having any luck with that?
Oh, yes.
I've had some just run right over that, but, you know, it depends on where you are.
Well, the object here is to make a record that cannot
right.
be denied anywhere, anytime.
Right. Set the record.
Affidavits are testimony.
Right.
So once you have these three or four documents in hand, if they should try to go to the judicial forum, then you filing your motion to dismiss and putting these documents right in the record before you ever get to court.
Right.
And those pretrial motions are so important.
Yeah. You're right. You have to set the record always.
And that is imperative.
And I just want to say, and everybody listen up to this, if you are summoned to federal court, put in a Freedom of Information Act request to the clerk of the court, wherever you're going, and ask for the Form 61. You ask for the employee affidavit of the judges.
Right on.
And you'll get a Form 61, and it will tell you that the judges are all employees.
Right.
So when you go into court, you can disqualify the judge because there isn't one.
Right. These are all administrative tribunals.
Exactly. That's a commissar that's sitting over you.
Yes, that's true. And as employees, I would doubt if they have any such oath of office.
Well, I just thought, you know, an employee just can't sit in a judicial capacity.
Right on.
Not an officer. And
yeah.
that's a really important thing to know. It takes a long time if you write to Washington for their documentation.
Mm-hmm.
But I've gotten it within 10 days from the if I write to the clerk of the court.
Fantastic. That's a great tip. And
yeah,
sure,
so don't forget that.
Sure appreciate it. God bless you. Great work. And thank you, Robbie.
Thank you, David.
Mm. Now, I hope Paul is paying attention here. Because we're going to jump Carol from Arkansas to the front of the pack, just because it's the only lady I see on the board in front of me. Hi, Carol.
Thank you very much for your recognizing the lady.
Yes.
Chivalry is not dead.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the program. Jesse, on the traffic stop and the information you just gave, I heard you one time saying, and this has been quite some time ago, and I have not heard you since, but does this information you just gave about am I under arrest and am I free to go, does this supersede the signing across the front received in a timely manner, not accepted?
Oh, yeah. You have to establish the seizure right on the scene.
You do that first before, when he's going to say, well, I'm going to hand you this ticket, you can do whatever you want to with it.
Well, it has no force and effect of a law, because if you say, number one, let's get this really clear. If you say, the first thing out of your mouth is, am I under arrest? Let me see your license. Am I free to go? No. Give me your license. I can't proceed without assistance of counsel.
And that means not even giving him your license.
Well, no, you're going to have to cooperate, but when you say, I can't proceed without assistance of counsel, it's no different than in these Law and Order shows when you see a man trying to grill a suspect and he
says...
Yeah,
they usually throw him on the ground.
No. In the civilized scenes, you know, where they end with the table and the chairs in the room.
Oh, okay.
With the glass wall, the mirror. And they say, you know, they're asking questions, because what they're after is a confession, and anything out of anybody's mouth is a confession. So when you say, I can't proceed without assistance of counsel, that's exactly synonymous with saying, did you just Mirandize me, and I'm taking the fifth because nothing I say from this point on can be used against me, and it can't. So you give them a license, and first of all, you know, like if you don't have insurance, which is not mandatory, please don't ever say you don't have insurance.
Okay, that's an admission.
Well, that's a confession.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so...
But would you still sign across a ticket if he handed it to you, received in a timely manner, not accepted?
Well, you can sign anything you want on a ticket. Ralph signs in all capital letters. My son signs without recourse. That's his signature. Just call him Without for short. You know, It doesn't really matter because they all proceed in their own way, and if you don't show up in court, they're going to hammer you.
Yeah, but, I realize that it will come get you.
Yeah. So
the other question on another subject is, isn't anything that's passed by Congress that is contrary to the Constitution supposed to be null and void? I'm thinking of, in particular, the Patriot Act.
Well, you know, here's how I feel about that. The law and the rules of the Congress are any law that passes Congress by joint resolution or by House or by Senate resolution must be read three times in its entirety on the House floor before it is ever voted on.
And those bills are so long they never read them. Is that the point?
Well, they're not allowed to even see them before they have to vote on them.
That's true.
So is that a lawful bill? Did it pass within a lawful manner?
Well, how can we collectively get together and challenge them on this unconstitutional grabbing of power and our personal citizens' rights in the United States? Because you and I know that they could throw all of the terrorists out of this country today or tomorrow because we know who they are, where they are, because they brought them in here.
Well, because
but it's us that they're holding this against, and it's us that they're searching at the airports. It's us that they're going to use all these tactics on.
Let me tell you, I lived in Germany for 10 years, for 8.5 years. And I putzed around. I lived in Berlin for 3. And I was out every day looking at history, every day. And I can tell you that Robbie and I talked last week about being similar to South Africa. This is absolutely no different than when Hitler started coming to power in 1933.
I realize that.
And until people look at that and say, wait a minute, we don't have to let history repeat itself. We can stop this. You're not going to do this to me. They have no authority. They are agencies.
But the guys that are out there enforcing it with guns and hoods over their heads, they think they are.
I know they think they are. And until we turn it around and we educate them, we have to be educated first. But they are agencies. Every single time somebody says something to you, you say, show me the law. Where is the law? I'll be glad to acquiesce to what you're saying just as soon as you show me the law.
And they will say it's part of the Patriot Act.
Fine, show me the law because I need to see how it was passed lawfully. And it's an agency rule. Agency. Homeland Security. It's an agency.
Yeah.
And they don't have any dominion over you.
Well, they're sure taking it.
Yep.
Thanks, Carol.
My pleasure. We got Sam from West Virginia. And Sam, thanks for being a gentleman and allowing the lady to go first.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you my question up quick. That's okay. You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, my phone's probably going to go dead here in a minute, but I want to try to get my question out real quick. You were speaking of, or one time we were speaking of, de jure states, and I'm, okay, of course, in West Virginia. If the petition for peace ever goes through, and, of course, West Virginia would be reabsorbed back into Virginia, would it not? Because we're really just a federal zone.
Well, it's my understanding that the people of West Virginia didn't want to secede, so...
Well, yeah, but what they did was they basically, because I've been researching this, they basically say they didn't want to secede, but they were actually legislators of Virginia that voted against secession. So once Virginia already seceded from the Union, they decided they were not going to do that.
Right.
And were claiming that they were the legislature of Virginia.
Well,
let me say this, Sam.
I think it is my belief that if we can ever initiate peace, that we're all going to have to hold state conventions anyway, and that would be up to the people of West Virginia if they wanted to side with the people of Virginia. We have to reestablish boundaries and constitutions all over again because there are none.
Right. Because in Abraham Lincoln's letter of December 62, he said that they, by body claiming to be the legislature of Virginia, has given its consent to create West Virginia. But what they did was they gave herself permission to become West Virginia.
Well, just like the United States, like the agencies give themselves the permission to be the government.
Right. That's what,
yeah,
they did. So that's why I was wondering if we wouldn't really, you aren't, because there's no de jure state, correct?
Correct. Well, there isn't a de jure state of Virginia either.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there was a de jure constitution, though, an original constitution.
Yeah, but that thing got adulterated. there isn't one now. And, yeah, if you're right, if you go back to the de jure constitutions, then the West Virginia will be Virginia, yes.
Okay, well, that's what I thought. Okay, well, hey, I'll get off here.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Joe from Texas. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Jeff or Joe?
Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to look up. I had the same problem you had, trying to get that Codebuster guy, trying to send him an email, but it kept coming back. And, Mr.
I'll call him.
Whatever. But anyway, I was looking up. He told me information on the seatbelt statute, and he referred me to the code, and he looked at the code that he referred me to, and it just was talking about head restraints. But I don't see where it had anything to do with what he was saying. He was saying if you give them a copy of that particular statute, that shows that it's not a valid enabler of the seatbelt law.
Can't help you, but I can call Lewis and straighten him out.
maybe he said the wrong, because he talked pretty fast. So maybe
he talked really fast, and I interrupt him when he goes. And the reason somebody chastised me for cutting him off about the RCW thing. When we used to get together as researchers, Lewis would always stand up and spout, and everything he said is RCW so-and-so and so, blah, 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 blah. And it really, you know, he was so busy saying RCW. Well, we all knew that Lewis knew exactly the code from which it came, so I told him about the third time. I met him at the door, and I said, Lewis, here's the deal. I'm sick and tired of hearing RCW, and if you say it one more time, I'm going to kill you. And that's a promise. And so Lewis had to break himself from saying RCW because most of us don't live in the state of Washington, so we could care less. And I know that Lewis knows his stuff, so he didn't have to cite me the statute. So that's why I cut him off. For all of you out there that got a little upset because I cut Lewis off there, Lewis knows his stuff. He's probably the most intense researcher I know.
Yeah, he was referring to a federal code. No,
I can tell you that the seatbelt code was initiated by Ronald Reagan, and it was for his executive staff only. That's where it originated.
Right. Well, the one he gave me was one with head restraints and stuff like that, but it didn't seem to have anything to do with.
I can't help you. I don't know. Sorry, Joe.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Well, thanks for your help.
Uh-huh.
Bye now.
That's you, Robbie.
Yeah, I know. I was, you know what I was doing?
No.
I'm looking
at... Robbie.
Look, I can die happy.
Why?
Because I'm looking at this thing called Shoutcast, which basically tells you how many people are listening on the internet.
Where do you get that? I went to Shoutcast and I couldn't see that.
Just go to my website, eaglesup.com, and I provide a link there. And it takes you directly to the most popular talk radio stations. And you just click it on and you'll see Republic Broadcasting Network is number one.
Where does it say that?
Well, you just look at the number one.
No. Which of my most popular talk stations? Shoutcast. Gotcha.
Okay, and then on the...
Oh, there it is.
Number one.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. We have beaten... Who did we beat? Oh, yes. The top 40 rock and roll best mix of the 80s and 90s.
Wow.
There you go. But more importantly, we beat GCN.
That's pretty exciting.
I think so.
You
see,
thank you, one and all.
I absolutely. And, you know, little things in life mean a lot to me. And this is one of them.
Does that mean we only have 261 listeners?
No, we got another stream. Actually, we got a lot more than that, obviously. if you scroll down the page, you'll see that there's another stream of 67. So we got over 300 listeners on the internet, which is a big number.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not Alex Jones's numbers, but it's big numbers.
Okay.
Anyway, we're number one.
All right.
That's all that counts.
All righty.
Nothing else.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
It's thanks to you.
Gotcha.
I'm tickled. I'm beside myself with joy.
Oh, you were saying thanks to me, not to the audience?
No. I was saying thanks to you.
Oh, okay. You're welcome.
But it is, you know, it is it is amazing when you start to get into this and you start peeling back the layers of the onion. It's endless. Because when you think you kind of got everything in perspective and you kind of know something, then all of a sudden I'm introduced to people like yourself, and I realize how little I do know about the law, which is what the whole thing is based on.
Well, and again, there has been no law at all since 1933, and that is so evident today, because When you take the money away, then you take the law away, and it just all begins to decay, and that's where we are now.
Well, on that happy note, we'll take a short break. We'll come back, put a bow on this hour, and I'll gloat a little bit longer during the break at looking at number one.
Okay.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Intel Report for today. We've got a couple of callers. Let's see if we can jam them all in before we have to say goodbye. Thomas in Michigan. Hey, Thomas.
Hello.
Hi.
I got the question, comment is, so these people in the federal courts, they aren't judges per se. We don't have a remedy then against these people, and if they, you know, any kind of a legal remedy against them, then.
Don't you?
Well, you know, I've been through the federal courts, and they pretty much ignore me. I write up my briefs. All the federal statutes, civil rights statutes, seem to have a little clause in there to make one a civil right, 14th Amendment citizen. So I write it up as the United States is within the United States of America as an agency, so to speak, so that, you know, the greater always, you know, is so as a citizen of the United States of America, you know, then I have to be a citizen of the United States because, you know, the lesser is within the greater. And I never get any, you know, they kind of ignore and they lie in their, you know.
Well, you can't change what they are, and you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. So
exactly, but I don't get when they do their judgment, I don't get back that, oh, well, sir, you're mistaken. You're in the happy world of being a federal contracting to a government benefit. They just completely put down some crazy, you know, thing that the statute didn't even say. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm using a federal statute to get original jurisdiction against a municipality or something like that. I used the Privacy Act once, actually several times, and I pretty much get ignored.
I'm not going to say that you don't have to accept the judgment of an employee either.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying, but if I go into state court or an officer does, say, an illegal search and seizure of my automobile, then where's my my remedy in the court? I mean, I can't go on say I do a original jurisdiction Fourth Amendment deprivation. I can't find an Article III court to take it.
No, you can't. I don't believe we have any remedies in the court.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a little frustrating, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And
it's just frustrating. It's all right. But the only thing you have, you can address it the administrative procedure, and you address it administratively because you have no courts. There's no place you can go. So you can get them through procedure.
Yeah, in other words, you can defend yourself unless they decide to use the power of they have more swords, basically.
The force, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, hey, I'm really enjoying listening to your
Thanks
information.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Thomas. We got one last one. We got Paul from Alabama. Hey, Paul.
Yes. Hey, I wanted to make a comment. What these people need to understand, I was a legal idiot, just like the 99% of the people that call in. You got to read. You can't wait for somebody to do it for you. And I can tell you right now, it's down to if you don't start acting real soon and taking the bull by the horns for yourself, this country's going to be in hell.
Amen.
Amen.
And
I can tell them.
But on these things this guy was talking about, you can file private charges against these guys, and you can get them that way. And
yes,
I'd be happy to talk about it when there's more time.
Exactly.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Okay. Adios.
Desi.
Bye. Yes, Robbie.
Love you.
Thank you, Robbie. Enjoyed it.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan. I'll be listening next week.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Desi. Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. That's a wrap for today. Till tomorrow. And Janie Allen for 2 hours. Till then, see you. Bye.
For the red, white, and blue, we must take America back. We must take America back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBNLive.com.